It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Devin Vondette from Mountain Family Health Center is here, and Dana Peterson from Garfield County is here. Both organizations are part of the Valley Well Workplace Partnership, and they host an event called Mountain Communities Small Business Health and Wellness Symposium on Friday, March 31st from 8 to noon. It's $20 to attend. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on. So good afternoon, ladies, first of all. I recall years ago, our insurance agent, probably 4 or 5 years ago, in the very early stages of the Affordable Care Act, when our insurance agent sent us a letter saying, you know, there are some insurance companies are offering discounts or acknowledgement of some kind for businesses that implement some kind of healthy workplace programs. This could mean extra time off to go exercise, or when you have business lunches, you encourage your employees to eat healthier. It sounds like this is kind of that to a little bit larger degree. And obviously with a little bit larger organizations, I imagine it might be a little bit easier if you've got even 1% of your employees. That's still more than, you know, 1% of us would be like, you know, somebody's fingernail that they clipped off, I guess, or something like that. So, I mean, is it as simple as that? I mean, I obviously the source may be a little bit different, but is that essentially what we're talking about, is that you're each of your organizations are encouraging employees to just generally be healthier?
Exactly. I think this is Dana Peterson, and I think what we are seeing is that not only is it, and we being the HR community and the wellness community at large, but we are seeing that the healthier we, that workplaces can create an environment, the healthier the environment at the workplace, the better the employee performance, the more engaged the employees are, the more supported they feel, they have a longer lifespan at the organization, they're able to really give back to the organization at a much higher level because they feel good. And then they're able to have a higher quality of life outside of work because they're healthier. And so if you're, whether you're a young mom who's just looking to have more energy, or a grandparent looking to be able to play with your grandchildren, or an avid fly fisher or an avid hunter, the healthier you are, the more likely you are to have a positive experience outside of the workplace. And so so that's kind of what we're promoting in a nutshell. Would you agree, Devin?
Yeah, I think it. Dana spoke highly of what we're trying to do. On top of that, we are trying to help the employer as well.
Exactly.
We are trying to keep down the work comp claims because you are in better shape. You are feeling better at work. Maybe you're more alert because you exercise or you get time with your family outside of work. And so because you are alert, there aren't as many work comp claims. You're also cutting down on those sick days that your employees are taking because they are going to get their well visits, or they're being educated on how you need more sleep in your day or you need a better diet. So on the other end of it, we're trying to help employers at the same time. So employees helping employers, employers helping employees.
Yeah, well put. And I think just to piggyback on that, what we're trying to do is show employers that it's not that hard, and show employees too that you don't have to like reinvent your whole self. We're just looking to kind of make small – it's progress, not perfection, you know, those small baby steps.
It's interesting. When I joined the workforce, which was a while ago, before any of this stuff, you know, came about, at that time, I think, by and large, employers kind of thought, well, why aren't you performing more? Come on, give us more. Give us more for our money. And I think that both of you kind of touched on this, that in this day and age, employers, for the most part, are really recognizing that if you do small things to take care of your employees, they actually do perform better without having to, you know, rule with an iron fist or, you know, that typical 1950s, 1960s, you know, I'm the boss. I just, you know, I need to be sequestered somewhere in a dark room. Nobody sees me except, you know, when they're getting fired and that kind of thing. And it's, again, I think you're both saying the same thing, that ultimately the company benefits from it because the employees, are happy and are doing a better job.
And are healthy. Mm-hmm. At least. Yeah.
So they're not taking as much time off work, and they don't want to take as much time
off. Well, and
work.
If they do take time off, it's rejuvenating time and it's refreshing time and time that's going to be really valid and validating for them and not just to get well again.
Yeah, I definitely think that HR's the strict, serious HR's and a thing in the past. And we are promoting that, and that's mm-hmm. what we're here for, is to let people know that you shouldn't be afraid of your HR. You should be happy because we're trying to make you healthier. So.
Well, this is certainly validating for me as a manager. I have to say that. Again, the Mountain Community Small Business Health and Wellness Symposium is Friday, March 31st from 8 to noon. I don't see the location.
Oh, it's at the Glenwood Springs Community Center. Okay. And we are excited to have several vendors. I think we have about 15 vendors who will be there set up. Our vendor spots are full at this moment. But if you are super interested in listening and want to be a vendor, feel free to email me. My email is dpeterson@garfield-county.com. And I'm happy to put you on the waiting list or give you information for next year, because hopefully this is our first time, but hopefully next year it'll be even bigger.
So talk about, it sounds like this is more of a, I hesitate to use this term, trade show, you know, where you've got vendors that folks can walk around and get information from. Do you have any speakers or anything like that?
Absolutely. Okay. We have Chris Klug, who is a former Olympian. He was a snowboard medalist. I think he was a silver medalist in the 2002 Winter Olympic Games. And then he recently, in 2016, was an X Game medalist, also in snowboard. He's a liver transplant survivor and is probably, I think, one of the only organ transplant survivors to be an Olympian. And so he has agreed to come be our featured speaker. He's kind of the motivation of our event. And then we have a movement section of the event, of the morning, where we're going to learn some movement things that we can all do, and it's just supposed to be fun. And then the last part of the morning is the mechanics of how to do a wellness program, and that is going to be a panel of different local businesses who are doing a really good job with wellness. And I'm going to let Devin talk a little bit more about the panel.
Thank you. So on our panel, we have several organizations. R.A. Nelson is one of them. Mountain Family is actually one of them. Our HR director, Scott Owens, will be speaking on our behalf. And they are going to be talking about how it can be cost effective for an organization to run a wellness program, how it can benefit you, the workload that goes along with having a workplace wellness activity or program. And they're really going to give employers the incentive to start these wellness programs, because most of them think it is just, you know, it's going to cost us more money than it's going to do good. And
everybody's going to be playing around in the hallways, and yes, they're not going to want to get their work done.
Probably doing cartwheels.
Yes. Not just down the hallway. Yes.
And definitely not focusing on work.
Yeah. Lunges down the hallway. You're bringing back bad memories. If you would like to register, so anyone is welcome. Primarily, it sounds like it's geared toward managers of some kind, but anyone is welcome, right? Yes. You can just go to garfield-county.com and you can register there. Space is limited. Do you have a number, like a maximum number?
Maximum would be 200, and that would be like really pushing the boundaries.
Okay. Again, it's at the Glenwood Springs Community Center on Friday, March 31st from 8 to noon. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and visit a little bit more with Dana and Devin in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're visiting with Dana Peterson from Garfield County and Devin Vondette from Mountain Family Health Centers. These two organizations are part of the Valley Well Workplace Partnership, which, Dana, you said is actually something that you started when you worked for Mountain Valley Developmental, or you were in the early stages, right?
We both were, actually. Oh. It was started by a grant that Carrie Godez from Public Health actually wrote, and the grant is through the Cancer, Cardiovascular, and Chronic Pulmonary Disease Grant, and it is supporting county wellness writ large. And so there are a lot of different facets of this grant, but the Valley Well Workplace Partnership is one of those facets. And what we've been working to do over the last 2.5 years is create the healthiest county in the state of Colorado. Now, that's a little bit subjective, and it's a little hard to measure. And certainly we aren't the only ones working toward this goal. I think there are a lot of other great organizations making strides toward this. But that was kind of what we started with and what our goals were. And then through a lot of meetings and planning, we've come up with this symposium to be kind of one of the more tangible ways that we can take a stab at becoming a healthier county.
How many organizations are in this partnership?
You know, there are about six of us for now that are consistently present. Garfield County, Mountain Family, Colorado Mountain College, Mountain Valley Developmental Services was pretty present but isn't as much involved anymore. Who else am I missing? Oh, the school district is involved.
Yes.
So when you're looking at employers in Garfield County, which is specifically what we're talking about with this particular partnership, that's got to be a lot of employees.
Right.
I mean, is that 50% of the workforce, do you think? I mean, it's got to be up there. It may not be 50%, but
sure.
I mean, you're definitely hitting a lot of the largest employers in the county.
Sure. And that was the goal when we first started meeting, was to kind of see what these bigger organizations were doing and how they were successful and where they had some growing room, and then sort of piggyback on that. And that's how this symposium sort of came about.
What's your experience been? Did the largest employers, did they have something in place prior to this partnership, this grant being written?
I believe they had some form of a wellness program before this grant went into place. I know that Mountain Family, when we first joined, we had just started our workplace wellness advisory. And then from that, everybody had piggybacked. Some of the bigger employers, like Garfield County, had some remnants of a wellness program, but nothing that was tangible. And so that's what this grant really helped do, because Garfield County employees – hundreds of people. And
494, I think, right now.
Yeah. So I think that really helped. And everything that Dana had just said, we piggyback on each other. So we do this really well in our wellness program, but she does this really well. And we can integrate our wellness programs and help each other out and make them work a lot better and help our employees.
And I'd be curious to see how different types of employers would handle this differently. For instance, a construction company, you know, one of the best things I think that you can do just to help your general overall emotional wellness is to get outside and get fresh air. Well, if you work for a construction company, you're kind of outside all day. Mm-hmm. So it'd be interesting to see how different employers would handle these issues in different ways.
Yeah, and that's why on our panelists, we have a diverse group. So Mountain Family is a nonprofit. So we have a very minimal budget. And so we have to crunch the numbers, and we have to be able to run this wellness program on a minimal dollar amount, right? And then Ari Nelson, like I said, is a construction company, and they employ not only in Pitkin County, but Eagle County, Vail, all those areas. And so they had to figure out how to make a wellness program work for them. So it is nice to have both ends of the spectrum, because it's not one size fits all for wellness programs.
Well, and additionally, it's not one size fit all for any one organization either. Like mm-hmm. at Garfield County, we have people who work in all sorts of different jobs, from road and bridge to DHS to assessors to treasurers to administration. And so we've got this giant pool of people to the sheriff's office. And so trying to figure out, how do we make a program that's going to be engaging and exciting for everyone, from the road and bridge guy to the maintenance guy to the clerk and recorder's office, you know, and making sure that it's fun and exciting for them.
All while trying to make the program appealing to those frontline and middle managers
right,
as well.
Yes. Right.
Because they're the ones that are ultimately going to end up working with the frontline employees
right.
to implement this.
Exactly.
Again, everyone is invited to the Mountain Community's Small Business Health and Wellness Symposium Friday, March 31st from 8 to noon at the Glenwood Springs Community Center. It is a $20 to register, and you can do so at the website garfield-county.com. Devin, I'm curious, you just recently joined the workforce, right? A recent graduate of Colorado Mesa University.
Yes.
Is some of this involved in your studies when you're learning about human resource management and that kind of thing? I mean, are they actually including it in the coursework now?
So I kind of have an interesting story. I was going to school to be a dentist. So I got all my prerequisites to be pre-dental. And I really wanted to serve patients. I knew that I wanted to be in an organization that's going to help my community, that I'm going to be able to make people healthier. Well, I got my undergrad and got out of college and decided that is not what I wanted to do. And so I was kind of looking around, and I knew about Mountain Family because at the time I was not insured. And I needed medical care and dental services. And I kind of went into Mountain Family research, and I was like, wow, this place is pretty cool. And there was a part-time position open in Mountain Family.
There you go. And the rest, as they say.
Yeah. So
okay. And dental, yeah. Speaking of dental, that's a fairly new thing for Mountain Family, if I remember right, within the last couple of years.
Yeah, we have dental and rifle, and now we just opened our mobile van in Elgibel. And so we are expanding our services.
So how did you get to work, get to the place where you got to work on the Valleywell Workplace Partnership?
So when I was brought on, our HR director, Scott Owen, said, you know, you have a background in kinesiology, fitness, and health promotion, and I think it would be great for you to create this wellness program. We kind of had some ideas from the city of Glenwood, and he kind of brought some things up, and he said, here you go. And so I created our wellness program, and he said, oh, by the way, there's this group, and I really think you should go to a meeting.
And there's a meeting in 10 minutes.
Yeah. So I walked into the meeting and saw Dana, and she's like, oh, hi, you're the new Scott. I'm like, yeah, I'm here. So I just kind of got thrown into it and just loved it and took it on and ran with it.
And has done an awesome job.
I'm curious what the two of you individually do to this end, you know, ways to stay healthy at work and, like you say, keep the mind and the body happy and healthy and all that.
I am a huge fan of the stand-up desk. I love my stand-up desk. Sit-stand. I mean, I sit up. I sit down some. I stand up some. I also am a big runner, so I try to take run breaks 3 times a week, I'd say. In the middle of the day, try to get out and get some fresh air. And also just try to take those 10-minute breaks, you know, once every hour, hour and a half, where I just take a walk, take a step away from whatever I'm working on.
Do you find that that's helpful?
Oh, my gosh.
I find I think about it, and I think there is no way I'm going to be able to leave for 10 minutes. I've got all this stuff I need to get done, and I've got, you know, whatever going on this afternoon that I have to get to. But it does really help you clear your mind and get on.
Well, and then I get back to my desk, and I'm like, okay, I've got this. Like, and I just boom out some work, and it's great. But I agree with you. Like, actually doing it is sometimes really challenging.
But when you force yourself, you do see the benefit.
Absolutely. Especially, and the run, too, for sure. I would say that coming back from a run.
Baby steps.
Yeah.
Let's take it one step at a time. Devin, what about you?
I think one of the greatest things that I do and I share with my coworkers is my work home and work site balance. So I definitely make sure to, when I'm clocked out, I'm clocked out. And if you absolutely need me, I'm going to answer my phone, of course, and I want to be there for you. But I don't take work home. I don't answer my emails at home. I try not to take phone calls. And I try to be an example for my fellow coworkers, because that is a big part of wellness as well. I mean, I do have a stand-up desk as well. We take our walks. We have our walking groups. But I think having a good home balance has made me healthier than anything.
I totally agree with that.
Technology has not helped me to that end.
No, it's so hard.
You know, the office computer is just a click away. Mm-hmm. On any one of the computers at home.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Including the phone.
Right.
And the tablet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
It is hard.
Yeah, you have to learn to get rid of it sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I'm from the era of technology.
Right?
I mean, we don't know how to function without cell phones. I mean, I leave my cell phone in the kitchen. I'm like, oh, God, you know, I'm having a breakdown. So that is – it's a hard lesson to learn and it's something to break, but it really has made a difference in my home life.
Again, you everyone is welcome to attend the Mountain Community Small Business Health and Wellness Symposium, particularly managers,
business owners,
at any level, business owners who are interested in learning more about this. Again, it's 8 to noon, Friday, March 31st at the Glenwood Springs Community Center. Again, we'll talk about the schedule again when we come back, but the registration fee is just $20 per person. And you can pre-register by going to garfield-county.com. Again, there is an absolute limit of 200 people. That's like a little too much. So definitely register in advance. And again, there's a keynote address by Olympian and X Games gold medalist Chris Klug. As Dana said, as far as we know, breakfast is also included in that $20. That's... good to know. You had me at breakfast. Now, will this be a healthy breakfast to carry with the theme of the event? Yeah. Okay.
All right. Bacon, none of that.
One final break. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Devin Vondette from Mountain Family Health Centers and Dana Peterson from Garfield County. Both organizations, part of the Valley Well Workplace Partnership, which kind of exists because of a grant which Carrie Godis from Department of Public Health. I get them all confused. There are so many.
It's just so complicated.
It's actually a cancer prevention grant.
It is. Cancer, cardiovascular, and chronic pulmonary disease prevention grant.
And which makes sense.
Sure.
And again, the whole idea is to get everyone a little bit healthier in the workplace. Obviously, the benefit to the employee is clear, and then the employer as well gets the benefit of having motivated employees that are happy and enjoy doing what they do. Both of you mentioned that you both have a stand-up workspace.
Yes.
So in other words, do you have a chair at your desk, or do you just like stand at a counter and do your work that way?
No, we have chairs at our desks. You have the ability to put your chair back underneath your tabletop and then raise your desk up. So my monitor and my keyboard, everything goes up with me. And so I can stand at different levels. I could sit on a medicine ball if I wanted to.
So it's kind of like a counterweighted counter, so that you can raise it or lower it to whatever your comfort level is.
A Varidesk is what they're called.
That's what I have as well. But I used to have the IKEA knockoff version, which is $22 shipped. You get a side table from IKEA and a little – there's a website, and you get the – what is it called? The shelf. And you put the shelf on the side table legs nice and – like at whatever height you want, and then it doesn't move up and down, but it's $22.
And so
20 years ago, I remember reading about a radio station, you know, in like a trade publication, a radio station that had one of those. 20 years ago, I thought it was the coolest thing in the world that you could do that. And now, you know, here it is commonplace. Mm-hmm. We still don't have it here, but, you know, maybe next time you guys.
Sitting is the new smoking, Gabe.
Yes.
Okay. Call me out, Dana. I'm curious if this discussion about tables and or desks, I should say, and workplaces and that kind of thing, is that some maybe of what will be discussed during the panel discussion at the end of this?
I believe Pinnacle could speak to that. So they talk about workplace safety. So we have some representatives from them. We don't have Pinnacle exactly that is going to be coming. But like our HR director, Scott Owens, and Amanda Wagner can speak about that, because if you have an ergonomic issue, then you're going to have work comp claims. If you also have somebody who is typing wrong, they're going to have to be out to take sick leave. So they're going to speak about how ergonomics can be part of your wellness program, because they are not healthy because of their ergonomics.
So if you were to rate the studio on a scale of 1 to 10... 1 being the worst and 10 being, top notch.
3.
No, I was doing 3-4. Oh. Yeah, your desk is too high.
Oh.
Yeah. You have a stool. Your keyboard's, oh,
keyboard's too high. Your chair doesn't look that comfortable.
Yeah. Oh, look at the time.
Just giving you a hard time.
Oh,
but
I think
you're all right.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Again, everyone is invited to attend the Mountain Community Small Business Health and Wellness Symposium, particularly business owners and managers that would like to learn more about these issues. Hopefully, we touched on a few of maybe the topics that will come up today. Again, the featured speaker is Chris Klug. He was a bronze medalist in the 2002 Olympics. I believe since then in the X Games is when he had the liver transplant. Uh-huh. And then... now, a gold medalist in the X Games in 2016. I mean, last year. This is not like a long time ago. This is recent. So 14 years between Olympics and X Games.
Impressive dude.
Yeah, no question about it. And so he'll, I'm sure, be talking about that experience. And, you know, there again, 30 years ago, somebody that had any kind of transplant, you know, competing at that level, I don't think that we would have had this conversation.
No.
Absolutely amazing. Colleen Riley is the moderator of this event.
She is, and she has such a passion for wellness and workplace wellness writ large. Like, she is just so dynamic, so engaged, really fun to listen to. Her experience is really vast, and I think she'll do an outstanding job. Also, Amanda Wagner from the Aspen Center, Aspen Clinic, is going to be on the panel. And she also is just a really great resource and has a lot of great ideas of how – both of them have great ideas on how to really get a wellness program started that isn't going to be some super high-cost thing. It can be really grassroots, doesn't need to be a lot of money, and can really make a difference in how your employees feel and the value that they feel toward an employer.
And their desire to do a good job and to continue working. You know, anytime you can reduce turnover, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, most of the time. Sometimes turnover is good.
Well, it's healthy. Fair enough.
Healthy.
Fair enough. I could not argue with that. Also, a number of vendors. We didn't really talk much about the vendors up to this point. These vendors, will they be... health insurance companies, that kind of thing? Or
we have one insurance company that's going to be there, two banks that are talking about financial wellness, which is another large piece of wellness. We've got a kinesthesiologist sort of person, a dental office. So just kind of a smorgasbord of different people that are in the wellness. And I wanted people that would really have something to say about workplace wellness, not just someone who's trying to sell a widget, but really someone who says, okay, this is an idea about how you can make your workplace a healthier one.
It's an ergonomically shaped widget.
Oh, good. I don't want one.
Plus, oh, but I'll give you two for the price of one if you call now. Plus, at the end of the event, the panel with some how-tos, and again, kind of all different areas. As Devin mentioned earlier, a construction company will be there, Mountain Family will be there.
The City of Glenwood will be there.
City of Glenwood, which would be similar to Garfield County, maybe fewer employees, but still a number of different departments.
Exactly.
And how do you motivate all those different departments to do something along these lines, even though one size certainly does not fit all, because every department is just a little bit different. Anything else either of you would like to mention as we wrap things up?
It's going to be awesome. It's a great value. Come join us. It'll be a really fun morning.
Devin?
Yeah. I think we pretty much said everything else. I encourage you, even if it's the day of, show up. If you didn't get registered online, hopefully we will be able to take you at the door. Don't think it's too late to register.
So. And again, it's just $20 to register. That includes breakfast.
It does include a healthy breakfast. But it'll be big enough that you won't be hungry. I promise.
All right. They tell me that even if you eat too much of the right thing, it's still not healthy. But we'll work on that. We'll work on that.
We'll moderate your quantity, Gabe.
I will expect that. Again, the website is garfield-county.com. Friday, March 31st, the Mountain Community's Small Business Health and Wellness Symposium at the Glenwood Springs Community Center. Devin, Dana, thank you again so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.